Okay, so Mishnah Yomi, we're day two. Yesterday we started with Maseches Brachos, the first parak, and we did the first two Mishnayos that focus specifically on the time, the ones the proper time to say the Shema, both in the evening as well as the morning. Now we're going to talk about the position, how what position one should have when they recite Shema. So we're up to the third Mishnah, again the first parak in Brachos. Bishami Omrim Ba'erev Ko'odom Yatu V'yikru. Bishami says that in the evening, we say Shema at night, so everyone who says Shema has to literally be lying down, like at the Seder, sort of like doing Haseba, lying down, and say Shema in that position. Baboker, and in the morning, everyone please rise. Everyone stand up and say the Shema. How does he know that? Shenamar, he's just reading the Psukim. Shenamar, uvashach b'cho v'kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. So he takes it literally that at night, you're at the time of at nighttime, shach b'cho, the time of lying down, one should also be lying down. Uvakumecha, at the time we saw yesterday of getting up in the morning, you should literally be standing up when you recite the Shema. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Adam Kori Kedarko. Beis Hillel says, no, you read it in any position you're in, you find yourself in. Says the Bar Tanura, Ben Bikima, whether you're standing, Ben Yeshiva, whether you're sitting, Ben Bishchiva, when you're lying down, Ben Balicha, you're walking, you're taking a walk, recite the Shema. It doesn't matter the position. Shinamar, because he reads further in the Shema, it says, V'lechtecha v'derech, right, and you're going on the way. So that... that implies any way in which you're going, wherever you find yourself. Imkein lama nemar shachar kumecha. Aye, what about Beishamai? Beishamai had a proof from the psukah, time when you lie down, when you get up. So no, that's b'shach shibnei adam shochvim, b'shach shibnei adam omdim. That shachar kumecha specifically telling you the time of when to recite the Shema. Again, like we saw the first two Mishnayos, that you recite the Shema at the time of lying down, I mean evening, and at the time of getting up, which is the morning. But in terms of position, that you learn out from uvelechtecha v'aderech, and that's any position. The Gemara will ask the question. So what does Beis Shammai do with uvelechtecha v'aderech? But that's the position of Beis Hillel, and we paskin like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara is going to hammer it home. The Mishnah is going to hammer it home that we paskin like Beis Hillel because it tells you a story. This is now the second story that we've seen already. It just began the Mishnayos already. We had a story with Gamaliel's children, and now we're going to have a story with Rabbi Tarfon. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ani Yisi Baba Derech. He says, I was once on the way, I was traveling. Vitesi Likros Kedivri Beis Shammai. And I decided to follow Beis Shammai's position, and I stopped what I was doing. I was traveling, I stopped, and I literally went to lie down, and I said, Shema, lying down. And unfortunately, he says, "V'sakanti ba'atzmi b'nei halistim," and I put myself in grave danger because of robbers, bandits. It's unclear if they actually were there, or there was a possibility that they were being there. But the fact that he stopped his journey and he went apparently on the side of the road and was a place, a dangerous area, he put himself in danger following the position of Beis Shammai. So Amru lo, so the rabbis responded, and they heard Rabbi Tarfon recount this incident. Kedai, very strong, harsh statement. Kedai yisa lachol ba'asmecha shavarta divrei beis Hillel. Basically, it was coming to you. You deserved it because you didn't follow beis Hillel. If you would have followed beis Hillel, we know the halacha almost always is like beis Hillel. You would have continued on your journey. You would have continued in the wagon. You would have been traveling. And whether you were sitting down, whether you're standing up, you're on the subway and standing up, whatever it was, you would have kept on going. You would not place yourself in danger. You should have followed the opinion of Beis Hillel. And in fact, halacha, we do follow Beis Hillel, that the position does not matter when it comes to reciting the Shema. Okay, next Mishnah, Dalad. B'shachar mevarech shayim fanel v'achas lacharel. So now the brachos kriya Shema, right? The brachos associated with the Shema. We know that Shema does not have a birchas hamitzvah associated with it. There's lots of discussion why there's not a specific birchas hamitzvah, but there are brachos that surround the Shema, both in the morning as well as in the evening. And here the here the Mishnah is going to tell you how many brachos we recite. So in the morning, Mevarech Shtein Lefaneh. So there are two brachos that we recite prior to the Shema, and that of course is the bracha of Yotzer Maoros, and then the bracha of Avaraba, the Achas Lacharea, and then there's one bracha following, that's Emes V'Yatzev, leading up to Gal Yisrael. Ube'erev, in the evening, Shtein Lefaneh, there also are two prior to the Shema, during Maariv, and Shtein Lacharea, and there are two afterwards, right, too. So it's interesting, night has an extra bracha. Right, so it has the Rashi quotes the pasuk in from Tehillim as where we get the seven brachos for. It talks about praising Hashem, but when he uses the word shava, the seven expressions, seven ways which we praise Hashem. So you see that in the Chazal or not Yalucha, that it's referring to Shema. So you have the seven brachos, but why do you have an extra one? Why do you have an extra one for at Maariv? So the poskim discuss the different suggestions as to why. Some say that having speaking at night, we'll see the next mishnah tomorrow, that at night they did not say the third paragraph of the Shema, so because it's a tzitzis, it's a isimah, so only mention in the morning, not at night. So therefore you need to have another bracha. You need to have to reciting six things. So you have the three brachos in the morning, three partials, and in the evening you only had two partials, so you needed an extra bracha. But I think others, I was just thinking, the other possibility is that what's the added bracha that we add at night? Right? It's Hashkivenu, and Hashkivenu is all about protection. We ask Hashem, that when we lie down, Hashkivenu would be l'shalom, for peace. Right? Because the night is a time of danger, Mazikin, Yaakov is, as I mentioned on Shabbos, with Maariv, and with his Maros Halayla, it's a time of danger being at night, and therefore we need maybe perhaps add an extra bracha in terms of asking Hashem for protection. That's why we say Kriya Shavah Shalamita, also for protection at night. But the bottom line, that's what the Mishnah teaches us. In the morning, two before, one afterwards. At night, two before and two afterwards. Achas Arucha, Achas Katsara. One is long and one is short. That's a very strange expression. There's Machlokas Rishonim here, what this means. What do you mean one is long, one is short? So Rashi on the Mishnah says one is long, one is short. It's talking about the brachos after the Shema at night. One is long. What's long? Emes Ve'emunah is a long bracha. Achas Katsara, one is short. What is short? Hashkivenu. That's Rashi. The Rashba and others say, no, that's not what it's referring to. The Bar Tanura quotes from the Rashba. It's talking about the types of brachos. That one bracha, he says, Ashtayim l'shtilafaneakai. It's talking about the two brachos prior to the Shema in the morning. Yotzeir arucha. The bracha of Yotzeir is a long. What do you mean it's long? Sheposechas bebarach vechosemas bebarach. It begins with a barach, and it ends with a barach l'Hashem Yotzeir amiros. Begins with barach, right? Yotze or v'ayichoshech, and ends yotze barach yotze v'oros. V'chein marav aravim, since only at night with marav aravim. But Ava, the bracha of Ava, kitzara, shechos min v'barach, v'ein oposeches v'barach. The second bracha doesn't begin with a bracha, it only ends with a bracha. So that's called kitzara. So you have a bracha arucha and a bracha kitzara. And then the Mishnah concludes, makom sh'omru l'harech ein erishai l'katzir. Where the custom is to that it should be long, and either Rashi like it should be like you should be emes v'emunah should be a long bracha, or it means a bracha before and a bracha at the end. Ainu rishay l'katzir, you can't make it shorter. The katzir, if it's a shorter, ainu rishay l'harach, you can't make it longer. And lachdom ainu rishay shlo lachdom, and if it concludes with a bracha, you're not allowed to take away that final bracha. If shlo lachdom, if it doesn't conclude with a bracha, you can't add a bracha so that it can conclude with a bracha. And here the Bar Tanura points out shlo lachdom, what brachos don't end with a bracha? Kamo birchas haperos or birchas hamitzvos. Right? You make a bracha on a bori praet, you don't add then another bracha. You make a bracha on the tilas lulav, you don't then make another bracha. You follow what Chazal instituted, and you keep following the way in which the brachos were instituted by Chazal, and we don't detract and we don't add to those brachos. Okay.